Our next part is I get the very cool idea of being able to introduce Dieter. So Dieter comes with a story here of how he got here today. So Dieter is what we call our SCU Jedi. So how many people out there had heard the term SCU Jedi before today? Either nobody's willing to put their hands up anymore, or there's about two or three or four of them in the house. All right. So the SCU Jedi was a competition. And the goal was, in essence, as I talked at the beginning of System Center or System Center Universe, the fact that we wanted to get the best of the best speakers, bring together all the communities, and bring together all that content into one day. Well, we also wanted to go out and find the speakers that people didn't know about in the community yet. So we ran this SCU Jedi contest, and we had a lot of great submissions. We had a lot of great finalists and the rest of it. Dieter ended up being our winner associated with this, he's here representing Belgium. So we're going to give him set out with that. So, but I also, and unlike all of the other ones that I brought with, this one is actually intentionally meant for you, Dieter. So I would, for those who don't know, Dieter goes by the IT or the
IT Rambo.
Yeah, the IT Rambo Twitter handle. So I don't know if they can zoom in far enough to be able to see that, but this is our custom-built IT Rambo. So this is the Rambo with the lightsaber.
Whoa.
So that is for you yourself to
Thanks.
Keep as a good welcome here.
That's a special edition, right?
It is a limited edition. There
cool.
is one. So
just gonna put up everything here.
All right, ready to roll?
Almost.
Excellent.
Let's see. So let's get my slide deck up. Okay, ready to roll. Hi. First of all, welcome. Good afternoon. For the people at home, it's already 9:30 in the morning, in the evening. So good evening there, and good afternoon, good evening, and good morning to all the others as well. What we're going to talk about today is how to monitor your install cloud with SCUM 2012. How many of you actually here are using R2, a SCUM 2012 R2 in their environment at this point, in production? Okay, quite some hands. And who has some Azure machines running around in their environment? Less hands. And now the trick question, who connected those two? Just Cameron and someone in the back, but that's it. I mean, that's a shame, because you can really get the two combined and combine the forces to become to have an overview of everything. So that's what I'm going to show you today. First, a little bit about myself, the SCU Jedi, like Cameron mentioned before. I'm from Belgium. I'm a board member of the System Center User Group Belgium. Whoop whoop to those guys. I've included my Twitter handle as well, because I'm a big fan of the social media. Those who know me and those who will start to know that I really like to connect with people over Twitter and Facebook. To really exchange knowledge and articles and such. So if you like, connect. I'm working with Innovative, the company which Martin works as well. And of course, I'm a consultant on System Center products. My main products are Operations Manager and Service Manager, because I have ITIL background. So I'm atypical System Center guy, because I don't touch SCCM or Config Manager like Wally wants to say. So what are we going to talk today? We're going to talk about the force. I mean, the force, in my eyes, is something which is unknown but has unlimited power, and that's like Windows Azure. A lot of people are using Windows Azure at this point just to put some machines in there, just testing and such, but they forget that that test sometimes become production, and it's not monitored. So how are we going to do it today? So how are we going to connect those two to get one single glass of pane, which is our Operations Manager environment, which is on-prem, and which we're used to? So the first part of the presentation will be about controlling the force. How are we actually going to check what's going on in that Azure cloud, and how are we going to make sure that we get a clear point of what's actually going on in that cloud? And the second part of my presentation will be about how we can use the force for our own benefits. A lot of people don't know that there's also a benefit by connecting the force to your on-prem, and that you can get even data back, or even get like info back from the force to help you make your environment even better than before. But I'm not going to do it alone. I brought my IT Rambo with me. I have IT Monkey here, and this is actually the IT Monkey which I took on my road trip through Switzerland. I'm gonna give it away later on. And I brought two extra friends with me. So we're all set. Let's take this away. So the first part of this presentation is, how are we going to control this force? Actually, what is going on in my environment, and how can I check it and see whether I can have a clear view when there are issues and when I have to react to issues and have to check whether I have to do something to get my force, which is my cloud, up to spec. So what are my options to do it? First of all, and this is something that some people of you already touched, I guess, is the Azure Management Pack. Don't confuse it with the Windows Azure Pack. This is the Azure Management Pack which can be loaded in your environment, your Ops Manager environment. What's it gonna do? It's gonna give you an overview of what's in your environment, what's in your subscription, and you can add multiple subscriptions. So even when you're multi-tenant, when you have multiple subscriptions, you can all put them in one console. I'm gonna show you later on in the demo how you do it and what actually you can benefit from it, and some common mistakes as well. Because I've seen a lot of customers loading the management pack and then doing nothing with it because they don't understand that you really have to go forward. You have to do like three steps before you have monitoring with the Windows or with the Azure Management Pack. What's the second option? Well, let's connect the two. Let's do a side-to-side VPN. Let's make this cloud one of ours. Let's connect my on-prem and my cloud to one big hybrid cloud and get everything in there so I can monitor with my environment everything which is in there, which is pretty cool. What you need for this side-to-side VPN actually is hardware. You need a public-facing fixed IP, IP4, and you need hardware to make a side-to-side VPN connection. Second one is point-to-site. If you don't care that your entire environment is connected, you can connect certain servers to your Azure environment, which is actually also a pretty good solution if you just want to keep it small and you don't want to get everything in there. A big bonus at this point is that you don't need actually have the hardware VPN device. You just open the VPN or you do it automatically and you're connected to your Azure cloud. And last one, it's a secret weapon. It's like IT Rambo with lightsaber. It's something that Cameron also found out and blogged about. And it's pretty darn simple, but nobody actually is doing it. I'm not gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna show you later on. So if we're going to use one of the two, the point to site or the site to site, we have IP level connectivity. That means that we're not working with SCOM or Operations Manager, but we can use other things as well to get into our cloud. So what's that secret weapon? Building the tension. On the bottom, we have our on-premise. So our on-premise is our normal environment, which is monitored by Ops Manager. And our company decides to buy a branch office. Cool? So normally we had to put up a gateway server in our DMZ, also do maintenance on the DMZ and such, and really focus on getting the things secure and then get the info in there, which is cool. But why don't we use the servers which are already outside our environment in our Azure subscription and make a gateway server from that? And that's exactly what we're gonna show you today as well. So we're putting a gateway server in our Azure subscription, and at that point we have an entry out of our network. We don't have to support the DMZ, because in fact, our Azure subscription is already the DMZ. So how cool is that? You don't have to have the extra management layer or the maintenance layer to get your DMZ secure. You just open one port, which is 5723, to your Azure gateway server or your gateway server endpoint, and you're all done. So that's actually a cool thing to do, because at that point, you have an entry point from outside, to your on-prem, and you also can use it for multiple clients. Okay, I must admit that the process of setting up the gateway server with the certificates and such is still there. And for everyone who has already done it, the certificates, it's one of those things, in my belief, which divides the ops manager admins and the pros. I mean, if you can install a gateway server in one scratch, I mean, you're right up here in my book, because I sometimes also fail to do it the first time. And like Cameron and I discussed this week, it's always about the certificates. So let me switch back to my demo environment and show you actually how you can control this massive force. So I'm just going to see. Just going to connect to my demo for a sec. Okay. Just going to open the operations manager console, not the authoring console. So this is just my on-prem. All my servers are in there. I pushed my management servers. Everything is in there. Cool. So how do we go from there to get our Azure subscription connected? First of all, I already preloaded my Azure management pack. And it's already here. You see, in this Windows Azure, since 2012 SP1, it's already included in Ops Manager itself. So what do you need to get it connected? Luckily, they made a simple process, or a more simple process than creating a gateway server with the certificate chain. The only thing you need to do is create a private and a public key and load the one certificate into your Azure management pack, management portal, and the other one here in your environment, and you're all set. I already did it, of course, because otherwise it will take some time. But if you see, this is my subscription ID, which you can also retrieve from your management portal. So if you see, you just need to get the certificate in here. Mine is called Azure Monitoring, but it's called any way you like. I just put in the password here. And this is actually the password I used when I created the certificate. And that's it. We're connected. So what's happening now? We are connected, but how we can proceed from here? And this is actually where a lot of people are making a common mistake. They think everything will just roll in and start monitoring. Wrong. Because in fact, Microsoft has a cool feature saying, hey, we're discovering everything, but we're not starting to monitor. Which is cool, because you're in control. And I like that approach, actually. Because it's you who decide what to monitor and what not to monitor. So next up, we have to go to our monitoring view, and here we have the Windows Azure pack. I'm just going to see whether I can. Okay. So this is the Windows Azure pack. And under the Windows Azure pack, you have different kind of views, and there's a big distinction between the discovered view and the monitored view. The discovered view will come right in. It will discover your service bus, your cloud service, your virtual machines, everything will be in there, which is cool, but they will all be not monitored. And that's what a lot of people are thrown off about. They say, hey, I've installed, nothing is happening. Well, in fact, nothing is happening because it's intended to do nothing until you say that it has to start monitoring. So for example, here I already loaded some machines. I have a discovered machine count of 5. With my path, which is my ID as well. So I have Azure Server 01 until 05. If I'm going to my authoring console of my authoring view, you see here that it's Windows Azure Monitoring. It's added Windows Azure Monitoring. And this actually is a template which you need to use to make sure that everything you want to monitor is in here. You can reuse this template for example, for other clients, for other subscriptions, so you can really get all your subscriptions into one console, which is pretty cool, in my opinion. So I had like 1, 2, 5. If I'm just checking this one, my cloud service is in here. My virtual machines, I only have 1, 2, 3. So in here, I can say, hey, which machines are in my subscription at this point? And I have 4 and 5, which are not monitored. So I'm just going to add them here. I'm just going to apply. So now I'm actually giving Ops Manager the task or the command to start monitoring those. So those are going from just discovered to monitored. And what actually is Azure Management Pack monitoring at this point? It's just monitoring the availability of all the things you have in your Azure subscription. So it's not monitoring your disk space and such. It's just monitoring whether the machines are there and whether everything is up and running. That's another common mistake of a lot of people. They think, yeah, well, if I put like a rule for all machines in my environment, it doesn't apply to the Azure servers because it's just checking whether they're there. If you want to do that, you have to go to the next level. And that's what I'm going to show you right now. So we have our monitoring view at this point. And if we check here, we had the resource inventory. So the discovered options. And these are the resource state. So if we check here the virtual machine state, we only have these three. But normally the next cycle, 4 and 5, will be in there as well. We'll check later on whether they're already in there. But that's because I gave the command to get them in here. So what's about that Azure Management Gateway server? Like you all know, the Gateway server is very hard to install, so my time is limited. So unfortunately, I'm not going to install it here, but I already did it. And if you see, if I go to administration, my management servers, I have 2 management servers on site, and I have my Gateway server, which is happily running in Azure, completely virtual, in my environment, as my point of entry into my environment, actually. So if we check, I already created an agent as well. So this agent is out of my environment and it's in my own cloud, but it can even be in another cloud or on another server. It just has to be also connected with certificates. One of the things I was also discussing this week with Cameron was the fact, if you want to do a switchover or if you want to do 2 gateway servers in the same cloud service, that's not possible at this point because you need to configure the endpoints, and the endpoints 5723 is only possible in the same cloud service. So if you want to divide or fail over both gateway servers, you have to have them in different cloud services. That's just something I want to point out. So let me check. So at this point, we control our environment. If we do a site-to-site, or we do a point-to-site, we can just load, or we can just push the agents out, because it's one hybrid, it's one environment, actually. So that's cool. But if you're not into site-to-site, or if you don't want to do a point-to-site, you can use these two to gain insight in your environment and in your service as well. So let me switch back to my slide deck for a sec, okay. So, we know how to control it at this point. But how are we going to use it, actually? Because we have our cloud connected to our on-prem, which is cool. We can monitor it. But we can go beyond as well. We can use the different things which are in the cloud. We can use them to gain more insight in our environment as well. I mean, how cool is that? The cloud is actually helping us to be even a better IT pro in our own environment. There are a couple of things which are out there, and a lot of them are free. So my first question, It's very simple. Who already heard about System Center Advisor? A lot of people have heard about it. And who's actually using it? Okay. I see more hands than people connected their on-prem to their Azure cloud, so that's cool. For those who don't know System Advisor or are not using it, start using it. Every client where I come and I check and they don't have System Center Advisor, I put up a POC and they go like, whoa, this is cool. Microsoft is actually giving me support for free. That's what it actually means. So what is actually, at this point, System Center Advisor? The first version was just not working. You had to go to the site, you had to set up a gateway server or a proxy server, and you had to create holes in your firewall. It was just too complicated to convince people to start using it. So what did Microsoft do, which is genius in my opinion? They added it since Ops Manager 2012 R2 right into the console. So you just connect your account, which is your System Center Advisor account, onto your console, and you're good to go. So how does this actually work? First of all, your on-prem is sending customer configuration to the cloud, which is the Microsoft cloud at this point. But just to get something straight, it's you who decide what actually is going out. Microsoft is not coming to pull info out of your environment. It's you who's pushing info into the cloud. And that's something very important, because a lot of people are going like, yeah, well, with all the stuff and cloud, where's my data going? It's you who's in the driver's seat to decide actually what is going out. Whether it's only Link server, whether it's Windows server, whether it's Exchange, it's you who decides. So if this customer configuration is in the cloud, actually what's happening? You get best practice configuration back. Who has worked with the BPA in the past, the best practice analyzer? You had to do it on site. You had to make sure that everything was running. This is doing it for you. And it even has some cool features on Plus, which I'm going to show you later on. So you get your best practice configuration back, and you're actively using System Center Advisor even without even knowing it. So what's that second thing which I'm going to talk about? Metrics Hub. Metrics Hub was one of those small startups who really saw the potential of monitoring your cloud. It was bought by Microsoft last year, I think, beginning of last year. And it was the subscription was canceled in June, I guess, last year. And now a lot of those features are coming into Windows Azure. Metrics Hub really had, like, you could connect your cloud to their site, and they gave you metrics back, saying your cloud is in this condition, and this is actually the estimated bill you're going to pay. So Microsoft has incorporated that as well. So what are the cool things that came from Metrics Hub? For example, the Notification Hub. This is something not a lot of people know about, but the Notification Hub gives you the possibility to set up a service into your cloud and send out, for example, news bulletins like Bing is doing to millions of people by just one REST API call. So connect your application via the connection strings and you're good to go. You just give what actually has to need to put out and the service bus does it for you. A second cool thing, and this is actually something which I get a lot of laughs about, because Microsoft is actually telling you, don't spend too much money. Which is kind of strange, you know? I mean, I have a subscription pay-as-you-use, and normally I should think, well, if I have to pay 100 euros, yeah, I'm sorry, European, or if I have to pay 150, it's 50 gain for them. But actually now, it's a preview feature, they're giving you the option to put like 5 thresholds saying, hey, you got a mail. There's something. You're going to pay this amount, and then you're going to pay this amount. Do you want to stop or not? So you can really control your budget. I'll show you in the console where to put it, because that's one of the things you really want to put if you start playing with all the nice toys. And last, feature I'm going to showcase is, in fact, Azure monitoring. Azure monitoring is really getting there. It's not really showing the different things like Ops Manager is doing, but it's cool to get it in the console itself. And you can even subtract the info from Visual Studio. So your devs, or are there any devs in the room? I'm not a dev. But Visual Studio can actually retract live data from the web applications you've installed via Visual Studio and giving you real-time metrics to see how your application is behaving on your Windows Azure subscription. So it's giving you metrics on IIS requests per second. It's giving you metrics on how your ASP is doing. So that's really cool. So let me switch back to my demo environment for a sec. I'm doing right on time. That's fine. So let's get back into my console. But first of all, I'm going to showcase you the... Let's see. This one, I think I mixed up my... Let's see. Okay, we're back. This is my environment again. Let's check whether my Azure pack has already seen my servers. Yep, there they are. So they're actively monitored at this point. It's the same process if you want to remove servers. You just go into your template, you remove the servers, and you're done. You see here as well that the path, unfortunately, it's the ID, but if you scroll a little bit further, you get a good clear view on what server is where. So if you have multiple subscriptions in there, you know which customer or which cloud you're going to monitor. So first of all, System Center Advisor. If we are going to our administration pane, you see, since R2, there's like a blue A here, System Center Advisor. And right when R2 was released, a lot of questions popped up on forums and such. What's that small A? Well, I don't know. It's Advisor, I guess. So it's System Center Advisor. So one thing you need to do is you have to go to your Advisor connection. I already connected, of course, but you can reconfigure your Advisor. And then you get this small window saying connect into your Microsoft account, which is connected to your Advisor, and then it gets everything in here. I'm not going to do this because otherwise he's going to reset everything, which I've already put in my demo. But if you don't have a System Center Advisor account yet, you can just go to systemcenteradvisor.com. And you just say new to System Center Advisor, you need to connect with a Microsoft account, and you're all done. I'm just going to connect here with my Microsoft account. And I can show you what's on the website itself, which is available from everywhere. So as long as you have a machine which has an internet connection, you can check how your environment is doing and whether there are issues. So this is our splash screen. See, I have, at this point, I think 8 machines in there. And you know what's cool as well? Because I added my Azure machines in my Ops Manager environment, they're also covered by System Center Advisor, which is pretty neat, right? So here I get a clear overview of what's going on. I have critical alerts, warning alerts. And those alerts were generated because my data was sent to the cloud, and it came back by Microsoft saying, hey, there's potentially something wrong on this machine which could breach security or availability of your machine. So if we check here to the alerts, for example here, I have a SQL DBase which is not being backed up. That's my fault because in my lab, I'm not taking backups. But Microsoft thinks that if you have a SQL DBase around with no backup, that can be a potential issue. So if we don't want to see this anymore, we just go to ignore this. Say, do you want to ignore this? It's like setting an override on the rules of your System Center advisor. So it's actually you again, who's in the driver's seat, saying, hey, Microsoft, that's fine, but I'm not taking SQL backups. Don't tell that DBA that, but I'm not taking SQL backups, so don't nag me again about those alerts. You can put them off, or you can put them off like overrides. You can switch them off just for all, for this specific DBase, or for every other thing. So I'm just going to cancel this one. So these are my alert rules. These are actually all alert rules which are coming in. And these are the ones I already ignored. But if you look at this one, you see, and they're coming in more and more each time. You can go to SharePoint, Link, Exchange. If you not have Exchange, I don't have Exchange running, so I don't mind monitoring that. But you can get all those different links and all those different things in there. So more things are added on a frequent basis. So that's your BPA, your best practice analyzer, for you. Right from the box. How cool is that? It's an automated process, and it's giving you the alerts on the website, and it's also giving you the alerts in your console itself, so you can take like a subscription, or you can make extra notifications, or even create tickets from that. So those are the manage those alert rules. If we are going to check, another cool thing is actually a snapshot. How many times someone changed something on the server and suddenly it's not booting again, or it's not behaving like it should to host your application? And then the dev points to the IT pro, and the IT pro points to help desk, and the help desk points to a user, and everybody start pointing. The pointing game. Huh? We all played it. It's very nice, but it doesn't solve any issues. So this is actually keeping a snapshot of everything it has collected from that server, and it's even giving you the changes. So if something changed since last time it collected all the data, it will show you. So if you have an issue, this data is still there, even if the server has crashed completely, you can always look up your data and see what actually changed since the last time it was working. It potentially will give you a clue of what is actually wrong or what actually was changed and solve the issue. I mean, I myself don't know about any product who is doing this on-site automatically, giving you a snapshot of your entire environment or your entire server environment or your server and keeping it for your reference. It's like taking a backup of your configuration every time that System Center Advisor is running. Another cool feature to start using it, I guess. You see the view, the current snapshots, so you have the different changes as well. And of course, a status page to see how many servers are reacting to or how many servers are creating a connection to the System Center Advisor and whether there are issues. So how is this pointing to my in-prem, on-prem, my ops manager, which I love to use with? I don't want to open a lot of sites. I just want to sit in my console and work from there. So I'm just going to open my console for a sec. I'm just going to click no to this. Are you sure? Yes, I'm pretty sure. So if I go back to my monitoring view, all the way to the bottom normally, System Center Advisor here, I get far less views than the Azure Management Pack, which is cool. And here I just get two views, saying active alerts. So it's reading in the alerts. So I get the alerts as well from without a backup. But what's actually cool is the fact that in the taskbar here, you get a connection to the solution or the knowledge base article right away. So you didn't even have to open Bing or Google and start browsing through different knowledge base articles. Microsoft is giving you the knowledge base article, which could potentially save the day. So if I click it here, it will probably say, hey, take a backup, man. Let's find out. This one is opening the support side of Microsoft, and it's giving me the best practices for SQL Server database backups. If you're missing a potential security update, it will point you right away to the security update to install. So you're losing less time. Excuse me. It's even pointing you to the right direction to save the day. I mean, Microsoft is practically doing the work for you with System Center Advisor. Next thing is Advisor Health State. So it's giving me all the machines, which in fact are pointing to Azure or Advisor Agent State as we speak. So how do we control actually who is sending things to the Advisor Cloud? Because I have some really sensitive data, which I don't want to send, which is normal. But I want to check some regular servers. In here, I did all my Windows servers just to get an overview. But you can create a group and put it in here and say, hey, I just want these servers collecting or pushing data to the cloud. Because it's not a pull, it's a push. So that's System Center Advisor. Start using it. Start playing with it, because it can give you a lot of info right from the cloud, that's using the cloud and using the different things. So that's System Center Advisor. But what are the things which are in the console itself, like I mentioned before, like the notification hub and the connection on my budget, for example? First things first, that's something that I and Cameron discussed again also. Not a lot of people know that there's actually a Windows Azure Service dashboard. They hop right away to their portal or their account, but actually there's a service dashboard which will give you an overview of how the services are holding up at this point. It's even giving you an historical overview of what went wrong and when there are maintenance windows. For example, here on the BizTalk service, that's actually today, there was a partial performance degradation. So if you start troubleshooting, it can save you a lot of time by checking whether it was the Windows Azure which had an issue, or whether there was an issue on your machines. I always open the current status, and you see it's all green, so that's fine. And also the fact that there are RSS feeds. If something change, subscribe to those RSS feeds which you find useful, and it will get you right into your mailbox. So even Azure will notify you when there are issues. They will not try to sugarcoat it, or they'll not try to hide it. They will just tell you that there's an issue. So that's a small tip I'm giving you right away. So I'm going to my account for a sec. I'm just going to go to my account management. Just going to put my super secret password in there. It has nothing to do with IT Rambo. So this is my subscription. Again, I'm a Dutch speaking like Microsoft, so this is pay as you use, which is a nice subscription, because if you're not using it, you're not paying it. So if I check here, my balance will be, I know, okay, it's 83 euros, so it's $100, so I'm not eating food for a year. I'm sorry, Marta, I like a race. So if we check here, the billing history, the overview, but you get the alerts. And you see the preview here as well. So the alerts, and you see, I find lack of your faith disturbing, still using the force, do or do not. There's no try, like Yoda says, that's 80 euros, that's already way past. And we can't run our Death Star anymore when we pass the 90 euro marker. So at that point, I have to find another source of income. So really get in there, get them solved. Even if you don't care how much you pay Microsoft, it's always nice to know how much you're going to pay Microsoft. So I'm just going to quickly dive into my management portal. So these are my these are my machines as well. One of the cool things I want to show you is, for example, the management service. We all know how that we can set up subscriptions, that we get notified. Well, now you can do it right away from the Azure portal, which is pretty darn cool in my opinion. Because now, even when Ops Manager is not working, you can put up rules saying, hey, this virtual machine is using too much CPU, send me a mail that I can check because it's costing me money. Compute power on Azure is costing you money. So if you don't correctly scale your machine, you will pay more than you put a higher scale machine in there. So for example, I have here a CPU alert on server 2. I have a CPU alert on server 4. And if I check here, I can even see how many alerts are sent out. So do I need to change the threshold, which is 20%? Probably yes, because I'm no more than 2%. I mean, those are just demo machines, but you get the picture. So you can put those CPU alerts as well. If we go to my machines, for example, here we have the virtual machine status. And if you go to monitor, here you can monitor the machine itself. And you can configure the alert rules. But the only the cool thing which you can monitor as well is are the endpoints at this point. So you can create a URL of your environment, which is pinged geographically from different locations. So one from Singapore, one from Amsterdam, yeah, chauvinistic, I'm sorry, and one from Chicago. So you can really see how your environment is behaving in a global environment. Every time I open the Windows Azure portal, there are new things coming in. These are a couple of things I've showed at this point. But if you're using the Windows Azure portal, always check the What's New section to find out actually what they are putting in. A lot of things are preview, but they work darn good, that they will definitely keep them in. So always try to work with them. And even if your environment is production, make sure that you put up your monitoring, because the System Center Advisor can be used from everywhere. You don't have to put up the web console to face outside. You can use Windows System Center Advisor from offsite. You can use this from offsite. You don't need actually have the connection to your Ops Manager. If you want to view your on-prem, of course you need the connection. So to wrap this up, I'm going back to my slide deck for a sec. I'm just going to see right here. So to sum this up, it's very clear. You get different levels of connection possible. Like I mentioned before, you can have the Azure Management Pack, which will give you an overview of what's in your subscription. But that's just it. It will not actively monitor. Then you have the two connections, like the site-to-site, which you need hardware. The point-to-site, which you don't need hardware connections, to incorporate your online presence on-prem. And then last, you can use your Azure Gateway Server to have like a loophole between the two without connecting everything. So you are always in control. And that's one of the things that a lot of people are forgetting and a lot of people are doubting about. If they hear the cloud, they go like, yeah, well, I lose control about my data. I lose control about everything. No. At this point, with System Center Advisor and the Azure Management Pack, you decide what's monitored and you decide what's sent to the console, to the cloud itself. And last but not least, extension to the cloud is basically extending your possibilities. If you're on-prem, you're on-prem, and if you want to do something out of your on-prem, you need to create a loophole, you need to put a gateway server in there. But if you use and actively use your cloud, and you monitor everything, you open the gate, for example, to quickly install a server to do a test, have all the Ops Manager monitoring on there, like you normally have, to see how it behaves, and then just shut it down. I mean, if you look at the comparison, how much it takes to install a server, connect the power, do the network config, versus just putting up a virtual machine, and it's the same level of monitoring. I mean, do the math. I have companies where it takes weeks to get a new server in to do a test, and this takes 5 minutes. So this concludes my session, my 45 minutes of fame. If there are any questions or feedback, please again, make sure to connect on Twitter. I always like to hear feedback and new ways of using the cloud and Ops Manager and System Center in general. So without further ado, I put the word back at our MC, Cameron.